Good morning. I send warm greeting to each and every one of you from this lovely sanctuary and pray that our Lord will visit each and every one of you through the Holy Spirit this morning and will speak to your heart. You know, you are in a small town when you don't use your turn signal because everyone knows your car and even where you are going. You dial a wrong number and talk for 15 minutes anyway. You drive into the ditch 5 miles out of town and the word gets back into town before you do. You write a check on the wrong bank and it covers it for you. You miss a Sunday at church, and during the following week, you expect visits, calls, and get-well cards. Someone not quite familiar asks you how you feel and then listens to what you say. Just like our little church, everyone knows you, and in a lot of cases, many knows your whole life stories. But who knows more about you and your life stories? More than your families and friends, even more than yourself. That is our God. God knows our beginnings. David confessed that God's knowledge about us starts from the womb. Psalm 139 says, "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." According to Paul, God chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love. God knows our whole life journey and even our ends. We tend to think that our life stories are all about choices we make in different times and in different places. But under the light of the scriptures, our life runs by much greater force than our will and interest. Our life stories are not just about our interests and tendencies, but God's purpose and how God fulfills his purpose in us. During the pandemic, I have become more focused on God's reigns. In my daily prayer, a part that gets me is this part: "Thy will, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." As a person with reason and faith, I question, why did God allow the pandemic to happen? How is God involved in our battle against this terrible virus? Is there a message God wants to communicate with us through it? These questions are associated with God's sovereignty and also the human free will. We have a willpower. We choose what we like, but where does the sovereignty of God comes in? The word of God in Exodus helps us understand these big questions. What we have just read is the climax of Exodus. Israel has suffered from slavery over four centuries under the most dominant empire of the world. Israel did not have any organized military force to go against that superpower. Even if they could, fighting and defeating Egyptians was not a viable option. The Bible vibrantly describes how God demonstrated his power to break the bondage of slavery through Moses. They just acquired freedom by God's mighty hand, and their freedom was about to be evaporated. Why did Pharaoh suddenly change his mind? He let the people go just a few days ago. The verse 8 describes why. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites and overtook them. Why did the Lord harden the heart of Pharaoh? According to the book of Exodus, it was not the first time that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. There were actually more than a dozen times that God did harden his heart. In fact, from the time God first called Moses, God was very clear about it. And he said he was going to harden Pharaoh's heart. Exodus 4, the Lord said to Moses, "When you return to Egypt, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you the power to do. But I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go." Whenever Moses appeared before Pharaoh and displayed God's power, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that Pharaoh would not let the Israelites go. And now, even after the people were finally freed, God changed Pharaoh's heart to chase his former slaves. Freedom after over four centuries of slavery was all good. There was no reason to delay it or endanger the deliverance whatsoever. Hardening Pharaoh's heart to delay the breaking the bondage and now to chase the people did not make any sense at all. So Israel cried out. "Was it because there was no grave in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." From the perspective of God's sovereignty and human free will, their cry sounded like that they prefer slavery to free will, to God's sovereign rule over their lives. If I were among Israel then, I would have wanted a different scenarios as well as they cried out. I would have wanted an immediate deliverance without delay when Moses appeared to Pharaoh. I would not have wanted a delay and would go through series of demonstration of God's power and plagues. I would not have wanted Egyptians to chase, but wanted God to wipe them out before they even came close. But why did God keep on hardening the heart of Pharaoh, which caused more suffering and pain on the part of Israel? Let's take a different angle to look on the question of God's sovereignty from Pharaoh's side. Pharaoh was the most powerful ruler in the world. He was so powerful that he was regarded as a god. And we can even see those signs in the museums today. He was practicing his own power both when he did not let Israel go and also when he finally let them go. But the biblical description gives a different narrative. He was not practicing free human will, but was only controlled by God. He was not willing to let go of God's people, not because of his personal choice made by reason and free will, but because of the supernatural power of God controlling his heart. Did Pharaoh have any knowledge of it? No, not in the least. As to the sovereign rule of God, we have questions and doubts as Israel did, because God does not operate with the common sense we have. As Pharaoh was completely oblivious to how God operated, we often do not comprehend God's sovereign rule. But the Exodus is only one of countless examples of how God rules with his sovereign power throughout the scriptures and the human history. J.C. von Hoffman, a German Protestant biblical theologian of the 19th century, called this sovereign rule of God in human affairs Heilgestalt, which means Heil, that's the salvation, and Gestalt, that's the history. Salvation history. Human history is not formulated by human interest and will. God is the very force to turn the world around the way he intends and fulfill salvation. We have examples of it in our own history. Let us have a glimpse of some of the big crises that makes us question God's sovereign rule over our nation. Why did God allow Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941? America then was not interested in involving in Second World War. Japanese did not plan all-out war against U.S. either. They intended the attack only as a preventive action to keep United States Pacific Fleet from interfering with their military actions in Southeast Asia. But Germany and Italy declared war on the United States days after the attack. Now America had no choice but step in to fight the world war. Because U.S. joint effort with the Allied forces, the World War II came to an end, and the massacre of tens of millions by Nazi Germany and the Imperial Japanese was stopped. Why did God allow the terrorist attack on 9/11/2001? Many of the families of victims are still suffering from it and have unsettling questions about it. Certainly the terrorists did not intend what followed their attack. The totalitarian regime of Saddam Hussein was toppled off. According to the New Yorker, the removal of Saddam Hussein and the toppling of a whole succession of other Arab dictators in 2011 were closely connected. The U.S. invasion paved the way for young Arabs to imagine the removal of dictators elsewhere in the region, and consequently led to the Arab Spring. Why did God allow the global pandemic of COVID-19? We cannot blame God for it, of course. Just like the Pearl Harbor attack and 9/11 terrorist attack, the pandemic appears to be man-made. But God, as God turned around those terrors for something good for humanity, God continues to write his salvation history during the pandemic. Vaccines have now become available, which is a miracle. And God has sustained our lives with his goodness throughout this global crisis. God rules the world with his sovereign power, and human history has become his story. We may practice our free will and plan our path, but God's greater force is at work always. Therefore, our life story has become God's story. May we acknowledge God's sovereign reign in our lives, in our nation, and the world, and submit all our ways to Him. Amen.